next is a progress note on Eileen Kaiser, K-A-I-S-E-R, Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N. Place was Winter Village in Frankenmuth. Date was July 13, 2022. The paragraph says, Kaiser was seen regarding chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, but she also has a pneumonitis related to past history of microavium intracellulary, period. She had bronchiolitis in the past. She also has history of congestive heart failure, coronary disease, and atrial fib, period. Yeah, with the right head. Period history. Mrs. Kaiser is breathing a little better than when she was seen last time, period. She still needs oxygen 100% of the time. She does get exertional dyspnea and walking, period. She cannot make it to the dining room all by herself without resting unless she has her food brought into her room, period. Last night she had a rough night, period. She was very dizzy when she got up and she went to the bathroom, period. She sat for half an hour and then walked cautiously with a walker, period. There was no fall, period. There have been no recent falls, period. Her coronary arteries are stable and has no recent chest pain, period. She had a coronary bypass graft in the past, period. She has history of breast cancer and that's stable and she remains on anastrozole, 1 milligram daily, period. The atrial fibrillation was rapid ventricular response, and heart rate was controlled at 92, and she is on metoprolol, period. Her blood pressure is tending on the low side, but because of tachycardia, I do not wish to reduce her metoprolol, period. To line review systems, constitutional, no fever, chills, or weight change. Eye denies major complaints. ENT, she's very hard of hearing, no sore throat or earache. Respiratory, chronic dyspnea, mostly with exertion now, which is better than last time. Cardiovascular, angina, palpitations, GI, she gets heart vomiting or bleeding. GU, no dysuria. Musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation, no acute joint pain. The paragraph past history, hypertension, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, osteoporosis, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, hypothyroidism, congestive heart failure, coronary artery disease, breast cancer, hypercholesterolemia, depression, mycobacterium, avium, intracellular infection. New paragraph, social history, no smoking, no ethanol excess. New paragraph, examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. Blood pressure was 120 over 80 laying, 100 over 80 sitting, and 100 over 60 standing. Pulse 92. Temperature 97. O2 saturation 93% on her oxygen. Head and neck, pupil equal reactive light, eyelid and conjunctiva normal. I stocky movements normal. Ears normal, hearing diminished. Neck supple, no mass. Lungs, diminished breath sounds, period, occasional crackles in the bases, no excessive muscle use for breathing at rest, percussion was normal, cardiovascular, normal S1, S2, no gout, no murmur, no edema, fetal pulse is palpable, abdomen soft and non-tender, TNS cranial is normal, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal is negative for acute joint inflammation, period. Skin is unremarkable. The paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Kaiser has interstitial lung disease as well as COPD, period. She's a continued trilogy, one puff daily, and that was to replace her Spiriva, period. She's a continued budesonide, 0.5 milligrams and 2 ml suspension, BID, period. Two, she has history of congestive heart failure, which is controlled, period. She's on torsemide 40 milligrams daily, period. Three, she has history of atrial fibrillation with rapid response. Now, candida thiazem 120 milligrams daily and refill that. Candida metoprolol 25 milligrams twice a day, period. She's on Eliquis 5 milligrams BID for anticoagulation, period. Four, she has hypothyroidism, while candida levothyroxine 100 micrograms daily. Five, she has depression, which is not too bad at the moment. I will continue sertraline 50 milligrams daily. 6 years history of breast cancer. And I'll continue on Astrazole 1 milligram daily. 8, she has orthostatic hypotension. She's instructed to get up slowly and sit before standing and be very cautious, period. Due to the rapid heart rate, I do not wish to reduce her metoprolol diazem unless I see more blood pressures that are low, period. She is not at fault, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.